keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headline. Emporia's Abundant Harvest Food Pantry will continue its services next year with the help of various community partners. The organization will now work under the name Abundant Grace and receive support from the United Way of Flint Hills and Grace United Methodist. They hope to have the program financially sustainable by this coming June. Emergency hot meals will continue Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. inside of Grace United Methodist Church, but the effort will no longer be including holding foods like meat, milk, and fresh vegetables. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
What if this was someone in your family that had a chronic illness that they could not get away from?
Millions of Americans live with a disease that has no cure.
And I was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. The most immediate findings indicated that I should lose my leg, but it ended up taking 4 clinical trials in 25 years to get me to this point.
Cures are within reach. If we invest in funding for life-saving medical research that's needed to find them.
Even if they're unsuccessful in my treatment, that they will have learned from my treatment, that will be able to allow others to stand on my shoulders to be able to be helped.
Join the fight for cures. Tell your elected representatives to support American medical research. Visit unitedforcures.org/action to send a letter today. Paid for by United for Cures Action.
This week's featured property from Hanson Auction Realty is a fully furnished, move-in ready home at 217 East Kansas Street in Glen Elder, Kansas, less than a mile from the Wakanda Lake. This 5-bedroom, 1-bathroom home sits on a desirable corner lot and features major 2020 updates, including a renovated bathroom, upgraded windows, vinyl siding, and a new hot water heater, all for just $135,000. A standout feature is the 30x40 detached garage with finished living quarters, complete with a guest room and additional bathroom, perfect for lake guests, a hunting lodge, or extra living space. Call Heather Monty at 785-738-8375 or visit HansonOnlineAuction.com for details.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 24. Mainly cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. Wichita State men's basketball is back in action this afternoon after their holiday break, getting set for a matchup with the UAB Blazers in their American Conference opener. This will also just be the third true road game of the season for the Shockers. Wichita State has won back-to-back games and is up to 8-5 on the year, while UAB has also won 2 in a row and is 9-4 this season. The Shockers are actually ahead of the Blazers in the KenPom ratings, however, with Wichita State ranked 95th in the country and UAB slotting in at number 105. Wichita State and UAB will tip off this afternoon at 3 o'clock. But before that game tips off, there's women's college basketball action coming up at Bramlage Coliseum this afternoon as the Kansas State Wildcats take on the Cincinnati Bearcats, with K-State looking to bounce back from a 22-point loss to TCU in its Big 12 opener back on December 20th. The K-State women are just 7-7 this season, but Cincinnati has the worst record of any Big 12 team at just 5-8 overall, and the Bearcats lost to Oklahoma State in their conference opener. K-State and Cincinnati will tip off today at 1 o'clock. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of relaxation. Massage gift cards from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems are sure to bring joy to anyone on your list. And don't forget to treat yourself, too. You've earned it after all that holiday hustle. Call 785-738-9405 and make gift-giving easy this season. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ready, reliable, right here.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball Tuesday night, Rock Hills fell to Lynn 52-40 on the girls' side, moving their record to 6-1. On the boys' side, it was Lynn 55, Rock Hills 38. The Rock Hills Grizzlies are now 4-3. Both teams played Frankfort last night on Wednesday. No score was available. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association has released their weekly 3-2-1A girls rankings. The team rankings: Russell 1, Norton 2, Plainville 3, Oakley 4, Douglas 5, Leota 6, St. Francis 7, Smith Center 8, Stockton 9, Caney Valley 10. Individual rankings: at 1-10, defending state champion Keely Ocha, a sophomore of Smith Center, is ranked number 1. Also from Smith Center, Casey Harrodsburg is ranked 6th at 190. In the Kansas Wrestling Coach Association boys rankings, 3-2-1A, Hoxie is number 1 in the team rankings, Norton 2, Atchison County 3, Caney Valley 4, Smith Center 5, Jayhawk Lynn 6, Russell 7, Ellsworth 8, Hill City 9, West Franklin 10. Area wrestlers that are ranked individually include at 120, Keegan Wheeler, a senior at Minneapolis, is 6th, 165, Killian Vaughn, a Southeast Salina senior, is number 1, Parker Hutchison of Smith Center is 2, Jasper Johns, a sophomore at Minneapolis, is ranked 4th and 150, Dominic Kattenberg, ranked number 1, a junior at 215, is ranked number 1, with Micah Galvin, a senior of Ellsworth, ranked 2, Brody Chambers, defending state champion at 285 from Southeast, a senior, is ranked number 1, with Carson Montgomery, ranked number 2 at 285, a senior from Smith Center. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association 4A boys rankings include the team rankings: Paola 1, Tonganoxie 2, Andale 3, Abilene 4, Rose Hill 5, Scott City 6, Augusta 7, Columbus 8, Colby 9, and Wamego 10. The only area wrestler in 4A that's ranked is Brogan Monty, three-time 3-2-1A state defending champion at 138. Noah Withno of Abilene, a sophomore, is number 1. Sammy Hirschberger, a senior from Bueller, is 2. Storm Reich of Girard, a junior, is 3rd. Brogan Monty of Beloit, a senior, is 4th. Travin Conger of Goodland, a junior, is 5th. And Hagen Hartman of Holcomb, a sophomore, is 10th.
When you need dependable service close to home, count on Crumbaker Oil and Feeds. Now's the time to check your propane tanks and make sure you're ready before the cold sets in. Crumbaker delivers propane safely and reliably, keeping your home warm all winter long. And while you're there, along with oil changes and tires, ask about professional detailing and small engine and ATV repair. They'll keep your equipment looking and running like new. Walk-ins are always welcome. For trusted hometown service, call 738-5181 or call or text Maggie at 785-533-1356. Crumbaker Oil and Feeds, keeping your engines running, your tanks full, and your home ready for winter.